Praise be Jesus and Mary. As Jesus passed by, today we celebrate the feast of St. Matthew, and for the Gospel, we read about the call of St. Matthew. And the Gospel begins with these words, as Jesus passed by. And this helps us to understand the transitory nature of the call of our Lord, whether he's calling us to conversion or calling us to a particular vocation. That is, our Lord does not call forever, but he passes by with his lights and graces, his illuminations and inspirations to call the soul to conversion or to a particular vocation. As we read in the first reading, St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, some called to be apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers. So there are all these different vocations that our Lord calls to. For what? For the building up of the body of Christ. As each of the baptized, being a member of the mystical body of Christ, has a role to play to build up that body for the edification, for the building up of the church. And whatever our vocation might be, there's always the accompanying grace, sufficient grace to carry out our vocation. Again, as St. Paul says, but grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ. Our Lord gives various kinds of graces and various degrees of graces, according to his will and pleasure, and according to the vocation that we have received from him. So if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. We need to be attentive to the voice of the Lord and respond to his call. Just as Saint Matthew readily responded to his call. As the Gospel says, he got up and followed him. He didn't waste any time, but with promptness, readiness, eagerness, he answered the call of Christ. He got up and followed him. And as a result of this promptness, readiness, this disposition to answer the call of grace, we see fruitfulness immediately. In St. Matthew's own house, it says, many tax collectors and sinners came. Okay, not just a few, one or two trickled in, many. Why? Because he responded to the measure of Christ's gift that was given him. And so immediately, fruitfulness in the apostolate. And so the same thing with us. Our apostolate, our work for the building up of the body of Christ, will correspond to our promptness, our readiness, our disposition to follow our Lord when he calls. Let us ask St. Matthew today for this grace, for this disposition of soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.